is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
All right, this is the end. You have to tell people it's the end because it's folk music. No, I'm not kidding. In folk music, it's just a bunch of songs, and one of them is the last one. If you don't tell them, how would they know? Now, if this was a rock show, I wouldn't have to tell you it was the end. There would be smoke and laser beams and women coming down in cages. All right. Probably wouldn't be the first time in Pontiac, I don't think. Might get you arrested in Ann Arbor, though. Anyway, I want to leave you with this little story here. This is about my friends. I got some friends. I love them, but they're messed up. You got friends like that? Messed up friends? Yeah, some of you are the messed up friend, aren't you? Well, I've been on both sides of it myself. But you love your messed up friend. Usually they got some reason, good reason to be messed up. They just got divorced, they're on the wrong medication, something happened to them. But they're kind of always down in the dumps. So one day you look out your window and you see your messed up friend driving a backhoe into your yard. And you think to yourself, you know, this is a new one. And while you're looking out your window, your messed up friend digs an 8-foot hole in your yard. And then he rings your doorbell and he climbs down off the porch. And while you're coming to the door, he jumps down in the hole. And you walk over and there's your friend standing next to his backhoe in a big hole in your yard. And you say, hey, what's happening? And your messed up friend looks up at you and he goes, look at this terrible hole I'm in. And you say, I just saw you dig that hole. And he says, no, no, no. I didn't do this to myself. Somebody else did this to me. The responsibility lays elsewhere. It's the government. It's my job. It's my kids. It's the pressure. I can't stand it. My life is a mess. Blah, blah, woof, woof. And what they want is for you to climb down in there with them so you can see how terrible the world looks from where they are. Now, we've been listening to me for a long time, so when I say that I'm not a genius, you all have to agree with me. But I know one thing. If I climb down in that hole with my messed up friend and you walk by, what are you gonna see? Two idiots in a hole. But you love them. And you want them to get right, but you know you can't help them by agreeing with them that they have to fix themselves. Everybody knows that. So this is what I've learned. I'm gonna offer it out to you. What I do when I'm in this situation is that I paint a portrait of my friend. Now I'm speaking figuratively. Nobody would want an actual portrait of themselves that I drew, okay? Are you with me on this? But figuratively speaking, I draw a portrait of them, not the way they see themselves, but the way that I see them in my mind, in all the glory of their fulfilled potential. It's a portrait of them with their wings, which I can see it. I can see how great they could be in my mind, and I hold it up for them, and I say, look it, this is it. This is all I got for you. This is the best I can do for you. I love you. This is what you get from me when you come here. And what happens is, it infuriates them. And they climb back up in their backhoe and they go away. Probably go over your house. Dig a big hole in your yard, see if they can get you down in it. But sometimes, maybe 10% of the time, they do whatever is necessary to get their life together. They get in a program, they get on the right meds, they go to AA, they do something, they find a psychiatrist, they do whatever it is to get themselves straightened out. And maybe a year later, your doorbell will ring and you'll open the door and there will be this person that you love so much, that you care about so much, and they'll be standing on your porch just the way that you drew them. And it is a glorious moment as a human being when you can look at somebody that you love and say to them, look at you. Look how beautiful you are. Aren't you glad I didn't climb down in that hole with you? Aren't you glad I didn't agree with your ridiculous view of yourself and of the world? Look how beautiful you are. Look at your wings. This is what I want to leave you with. You people have created a tremendous night for me, and I'm very grateful to you, and this is what I want to give back to you. I hope that you have lots of people to believe in, because having people who believe in you, that's good, but it's nothing compared to what it feels like to have lots of people to believe in. That's the really rich part of living. But mostly, I hope this for you, that your eyes are the one place in the world where the people that you love can always go when they need to see their own wings. Thank you so much for the most wonderful night.
This is Outside the Line Studio. Hi. So we're joining a little late today, but we're going to be with you until around 2 o'clock today. And we have a lot of DJs in our studio today. Can people go around and say their names?
Patrick Vinti.
Mm-hmm.
Alice.
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Denise.
Mm-hmm.
And Sylvia.
And Sylvia's here too.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to have a cup of tea.
Yep, we're going to have tea time when we get back to the studio today. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah.
I'm going to pass it out.
And Denise is going to pass it out. And also, it's a very special day today because it's someone's birthday.
Denise's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll be having some special songs for the birthday girl coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
But let's get started with the first one we have today. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Aunt Taylor. Well, I come a-singing to you.
All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is laughing at me.
What did you guys think about that one?
Dave.
Good.
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Want to get right into the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Walking on Sunshine, the Ella Enchanted version.
Just can't wait till the day when you
right, welcome back to Outside the Lion Studio. So that was Walking on Sunshine, the Ellen Enchanted version. And up next, we're going to do a special birthday song for our birthday girl here. And everyone here is welcome to sing along if they would like so.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Happy birthday, Denise.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Thank you. All right. So, Denise, do you have any plans for your birthday?
Got any plans?
Yeah.
What do you got set up? What do you got ready? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna buy some scratch cards tonight.
Ooh, I hope they're all winners.
Me too.
All right. Next song we have up, You Are My Sunshine.
You're the night, dear, as I lay sleeping. I dreamed I held you. Sunshine away. You told me why.
That's a good country western song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Up next, we have another one for the birthday girl, a special Miley Cyrus song, Happy Together.
Happy Together.
Happy Together.
Yeah.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the one I love and hold them tight. So happy together. If I could call you up and miss the dime, would you say you belong to me and ease my mind? Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Hot, hot, hot.
That was Zippity Doo Dah. Up next, we have Melissa sharing our PSA with us today.
Mm-hmm. We're going to just blow samples. I'm going to step to the other side of you. Trust you.
Okay. Emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, all emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and supply for food store in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there is some other emergency going on. A public service message from dready.gov/WMFO, Medford Tufts Community Radio.
All right, thank you. Great job, Melissa. Okay, up next we have Got the World on a String.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Around my finger.
That was hazy cosmic time. is a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it, let the children use it, let all the children do get.
Polite and refined. feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America can just preside.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which? What? Where? Who?
Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And entrancing.
And entrancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like dancing.
And
such a fool. For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wait to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. Yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. And besides, I want you to be, 'cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
You like that one?
I like that one.
All right.
So
that was by Kenny Rogers, and that was suggested by Kenny back at the studio. So thank you. So we have about time for one more song left. Before we do that, I guess I just wanted to see if anyone wanted to have, you know, any shout outs or
to the staff.
To the staff, to friends, to family, to. So, yep, I see Melissa's ready. Mm-hmm.
Natasha. Han. Esty. Cynthia. What else is there?
Yeah.
Wallace. Whitney. My friend, Issa. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What about you, Patrick? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, I'm going home Friday, so I'm happy, and I'm going to go to Playground, go to Barnes & Noble's, have dinner, and come back Sunday night at 7 o'clock, 7:30.
All right, have a good weekend. What about you, Alice? Any plans this weekend or any shout-outs?
No. I like the,
Wellesley tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Have it.
Tomorrow I'm going away. Mm-hmm. Sleep.
Happy weekend.
Happy weekend. Great. And we got two more people here, our other DJs.
And say hi to Tasha. And,
hi.
And, hi, Tasha.
And, Han.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
And, Whitney.
I'm getting a scratch card.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney and Cynthia.
Oh, yeah. All right. And our birthday girl.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Denise.
You. Thank you.
Wellesley tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anything you'd like to say, Denise, to the world?
No.
No. All right. Pretty modest.
Okay.
All right. And Sylvia, is there anything that you would like to say? Thank you for joining
gonna
us today.
I'm going to go to Wellesley tomorrow.
That's your plans for the weekend?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you look forward to this weekend, Sylvia?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And Teddy.
Ah, yes, and the teddy bear.
So I'm what else are you doing on Sunday, Sylvia?
Anything else planned, Sylvia?
You doing anything on Sunday?
I'm gonna go to Wellesley.
All right, Wellesley, number one thing this weekend. All right, good. So we'll finish today with our last song. Once again, Miley
hey,
Cyrus.
Polly.
Hit,
hi,
we
Polly.
Can't stop. And up next, DJ Polly.
How you doing?
Hi, Polly.
Hi.
It's our party. We can sing. It's our party. We can love who we want. We can kiss who we want. We can screw who we want. It's our party. We can do what we want. It's our party. We can say what we want. It's our party. We can love who we want. We can kiss who we want. We can screw who we want.
Red cousins. We came to have so much fun now. Hey, somebody here hey, might get hey, some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a help? No. 'Cause we gonna go all.